A very exciting weekend here in the Chiefs Kingdom and a chance to talk to the chairman, Clark Hunt of the Kansas City Chiefs. And really the excitement maybe began last weekend. What about the greatest numerical comeback in the 53-year history of the team?
What an exciting game it was and a great comeback by the team. They showed tremendous character, got a very important win for us.
This is alumni weekend. What about the excitement of that and what it means to the history and the feeling of this weekend?
Well, Alumni Weekend is always one of our favorite weekends of the year. We get to see so many of the guys who played for the Chiefs over the last five decades, and it's really grown in recent years. We have so many guys who love coming back and being part of the experience here at Arrowhead. And, of course, we'll be inducting Will Shields into our Hall of Fame this weekend, and we're very excited about that.
You have done such a great job, though, of making this weekend special. What about there's a big dinner on Saturday evening? This is kind of the equivalent of a homecoming, is it not?
Yeah, it sure is. And the guys just love getting together the night before the game and telling old war stories and honoring the player or coach who's going into our Hall of Fame. It's really a fun time for everybody.
I want to ask you about Will Shields. Now, hopefully he'll be inducted someday into Canton, Ohio. But the fact that he's this year's honoree, what do you remember about him and his career?
What an incredible career he had. Truly one of the greatest players to ever play for the Chiefs. Multiple Pro Bowls, was a starter almost from day one, almost never missed a game. Great player. If you think about those teams during the 90s when we had so much success, Will was a key part of that. And then the great offense of the Dick Vermeil era, Will was a key part of that. How many times did he spring Priest Holmes for another touchdown? Too many to count.
And it's also a time, I love it, because it's a chance for your family, for people to kind of get reacquainted with your family.
Well, it sure is. We have such a special relationship with our alumni. We think it's really one of the best in the entire National Football League. And this weekend is the centerpiece of that. And I think it's why so many guys like to come back. And it's a real treat for us to get to spend some time with them.
This will also be a memorable weekend because of what you're going to do with the Ring of Honor.
Yes, we're very excited about it. When we renovated the stadium with some of the scoreboards that we put up, we felt that we needed to take the Ring of Honor down. And we created a Hall of Honor where our Chiefs alumni and especially our Chiefs Hall of Famers are prominently honored. And we also maintain the Ring of Honor on the boards around the stadium. But as we've thought about it over the last couple of years, as we heard from our fans, we realized that our fans wanted the Ring of Honor back. It was just special to them. And so coinciding with the alumni game this year, we're going to debut the new Ring of Honor at Arrowhead Stadium.
That's outstanding. And I want to ask you a final question, just for you personally, to be sitting there and look around that ring again to see all those names. What does that mean to you personally?
It just brings back so many memories for the players who played for the franchise throughout the decades. Some of them back in the early days of the AFL when the league was just finding its way. Players who were part of Super Bowl IV and that great victory, that high point for the franchise. And really all the great players who played throughout the decade. It's going to mean a lot to me and a lot to our family.